Ted Cruz, Big Tech believes it has authority over what the press is allowed to report. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 21, 2020. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and Glenn Beck discussed Big Tech and the corporate media's handling of the bombshell New York Post bombshell stories about Hunter Biden, describing the social media masters of the universe as crossing a threshold that's never been crossed before. Cruz describes the censorship of the Post as Silicon Valley oligarchs declaring the authority to determine what the press is allowed to report, and who's allowed to see it. In any ordinary universe, this is a major, major story, but then Big Tech stepped in, said Cruz of the censored New York Post stories. And they did something that they've never done before. Cruz continued. We know that Big Tech has been censoring individual conservatives, trying to suppress conservative speech, but the step they took here is, if any individual user tried to share either of the New York Post stories, you were blocked, because this story is potentially harmful. Well, perhaps politically to Biden, but sharing a news story from a major media outlet is a part of democracy, part of free speech. And not only that, they blocked the New York Post itself. Right now today, the New York Post is not being allowed to post its own damn stories on corruption, and this is ridiculous. It's a threshold that's never been crossed before of Silicon Valley oligarchs declaring the authority to determine what the press is allowed to report, and who's allowed to see it. Watch below. Beck responded to Cruz by noting that the corporate media is also in on the suppression of these stories by labeling them as a conspiracy, but noted that despite the narrative that the establishment media may be trying to spin, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer has obtained tens of thousands of Hunter Biden's emails. Well, the mainstream media is right in there with him. They're calling anything, really anything that now, a conspiracy theory, said Beck. They're calling all of these documents, and we don't only have them just now from the computer, but one of Hunter Biden's partners has released 28,000 emails to Peter Schweitzer. And we already now know that many of those documents on the computer are documents that he, as a partner, had with Hunter Biden, showing the relationships here, he added. Cruz replied by noting that the former vice president has not denied any of the recent allegations. Joe Biden has not denied this is Hunter Biden's computer, said Cruz. He has not denied the emails are real. He has not denied that he met personally with the Ukrainian oligarch after lying to the American people and saying that he didn't. He has not denied that Communist China offered him personally millions of dollars, the senator added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.